All right, welcome back to Racing HQ on this Friday. We're continuing our look at the Championships Day 1. It was great to hear from champion trainer Chris Waller just before. We're going to chat with now a gentleman who has linked with him in the past, and he will link with him tomorrow and hopefully taste more Group 1 success. James McDonald, welcome to HQ, mate.
Hey, Dave, how are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. A big day of the Championships tomorrow. You've got a great book of rides. It's always good to see Mark Guest doing his best. Now you've got to get the job done on the track. How's the confidence level looking at what you're riding on Saturday thus far?
Yeah, really good. Got a good, terrific book of rides. A few sticky gates, which probably put a little dampener on them, but overall, I've got a very strong book of rides, and every single one has got a really good chance of winning.
All right, well, let's go through them, mate. You will start off in the first. You ride this baby, Damage, the Exceed and Excel colt. Very good at Warwick Farm last time out for Tommy Marquand. And, gee, it was just that good that last furlong, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a terrific little two-year-old. He's a ready-made sort of horse. And I trialled him before he ran where he won. He was a late nom that day. And He put in a great performance to win that race. He's obviously drawn a little bit sticky here, but he's got a lot of potential. I thought he'd half need the run the other day when he won after I rode him in his trial, but he probably got there on class, and he would have improved a stack out of that race. So looking forward to hopping back on him.
All right, Damage in the first. A Kubrick in the second. Now, we had Chris on before, and Chris alluded to the fact that, you know, just hasn't had the right racing surface, so this prep in. Bit of rain around Sydney last 24 hours, etc. I mean, does that dent your confidence with Kubrick?
Well, if the rain does come, and which it most likely is, well, he's not going to get a suitable track again, so he's probably up against it. If he recaptures that form from the run to the rose, the golden rose, well, he'd be winning this sort of race.
Yeah.
But he's yet to find his form. He's got to lift a little bit.
I had a great yarn with Cody Morgan on Thursday on the program, and he said that he was really nervous going to Musselbrook last time out. He said, I said, why were you nervous? What's doing? He goes, well, I had J-Mac on one first up for a lot of months that wasn't 100%, and he came up the Musselbrook and rode, and he's riding Ligulate for him in the country championship final. You're going to have to weave some magic here from 18, though, aren't you?
Yeah, no, he's a terrific trainer too. So he normally gets them right, and he's very bullish about this horse, which is gives me really good confidence. He'll have him primed and ready for this race, albeit it's a very strong renewal of the country championships, and he's up against it with the barrier draw as well. But in saying that, probably my three or four or five dangers are drawn all out with me. So we're all going to need a little bit of luck at some point of time. And my fellow, he's good enough to win this sort of race. So over the seven furlongs, looks ideal for him. And trained by Cody, which is a plus.
Now, what about, we'll go to race four. I really like this filly. Colette, I think that's how we pronounce it. What I do know, if I've got the pronunciation wrong, is, gee, she's got a motor. She was enormous at Kembla last time out, sitting off them, just went bang. Before that was really good at Newcastle as well. Is this your Oaks filly?
Well, she looks like she'll get the Oaks trip, no problem at all, but this is her toughest test to date. She's obviously been very well placed by James and the team there, given her a nice, easy few kills to prep her for this calibre race. But she's drawn a really good gate in four. She looks like she's 2,000 going to be right up her alley, and in an even sort of race, she stands out for mine. I think she's got really good staying potential, and she looks one of my better rides.
Yeah, no, I really like her too, so hopefully I can't stop her. You know how bad I am when I get on. What about the chosen one? You team up with it's the old combo here, the old Murray Baker, J-Mac, Andrew Forsman. It'd be nice to win on this bloke, wouldn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And this day's been very good to Murray and I as a combination over the years too. So talking about it, it's a done deal. But I really like this horse's chances in this race. I think not overly that strong. I think he's his last few runs have been good, but without being sensational. I think he's fourth up here, and he was fourth up in the springtime, and he was devastating the way he put in a performance. So he's got a sense of timing about him for this sort of race, and I thought with a reasonably big weight last start, he boxed on really good and only finished a couple of lengths from Young Russell and Mugatu, but he was giving Mugatu weight that day too. So I think he sets up beautifully from gate Barry 4.
Bartley, you ride in the first of the group ones, the English size. Second up, Bartley for China Horse Club and Team Snowden. And, well, Prague just was off and gone the other day and was strong. How do you think, I shouldn't say Prague, sorry me, I'm looking at AIM. Barbaric, it comes out of that Canberra race where Silsabil, you nearly had Bartley, you nearly had the victory that day, Canberra.
Yeah, he's a really lovely colt, Bartley. He's there's another one with a really good sense of timing. He has a beautiful preparation for this sort of race. He's flowing under the radar. He was first up at Canberra in the Black Opal, sitting three wide with no cover on speed, first up, which was a huge performance to go down by a nose. So taking all of that into account up to 7 furlongs, which I think he'll handle really well. He's got a beautiful nature. I think he's a pretty good horse in the making, and I think he's well up to this level in this sort of race. I think he's a ready-made two-year-old as well. He's strong. He's beautifully built, so he'll race on speed and give a great sight.
All right. Castelvecchio and the Australian Derby, mate. You jump on. Obviously, Craig Williams couldn't get on because of the travel restrictions for the jockeys. And, well, this one, a son of Dundeal, it's Dundeal. It'd be pretty special to lob on him.
Yeah, mate of mine said the same thing today as well. He said it would be a good connection anyway. But the rider's best son's going to be pretty cool, and especially in a race where Dundeal was so dominant in this race. So hopefully Castle can do the same. And I got a good feel of him on Tuesday morning, and he worked absolutely sensational. So I just can't wait for him over this trip and taking on similar horses as he done in the past two or three starts. So he looks very hard to beat.
Can I ask you about that? So when you say that you've worked him on Tuesday and he gives you that feel, what was it about the work on Tuesday that made you get off and have that cheeky grin?
Oh, it was just strong. It was a really good piece of work. Just the manner he did it in was just brilliant, and he felt to me that he had a bit up his sleeve in the track gallop, yeah. and his track gallop was nothing short of superb. So I'm pretty wrapped the way he's nice. Feeling going into this.
Nice, like it. What about Nature Strip? I mean, it's hard to know which Nature Strip will turn up. And when speaking to Chris before, he's a stable favourite, and Chris alluded to the fact that, you know, he just wants to give 110% every time, and sometimes that can get him undone. Do you have a feeling of how he will race on the way to the gates?
Yeah, well, that's his problem. He just wants to please everyone all the time, and probably overdoes it at times, as you've seen over the past. But Chris and his team's got him in a really good spot at the moment. Funnily enough, you'd think Barrier 1 would be the worst draw for him, but he loves the gate over the past. Anyway, he's got a really good record out of gate 1. He's obviously an on-speed runner. He's a bit of a bully, and I think after that tick-over trial the other day, it just preps him perfectly for this race. He's actually going into this race in really, really good form, and couldn't be more happier with him.
Right, and your last two rides, obviously in the Donny, you pick up Mr. Seawolf for Chris, and also Kia Michi in the PJ Bell last. Mr. Seawolf, drawn 9. It's going to be tough for some of these horses high up in the weights, isn't it?
It is, and probably Mr. Seawolf needs a bit of rain to enhance his chances. Look, it's a competitive race, Mr. Seawolf, he's been a great campaign. He's been good to me. He's probably paid the price for his consistency over the past, but he'll give us sight. And Kimichi, well, everyone knows what Kimichi's like. She's got a really big weight, so she races on speed. She'll give us sight at some point. She's just going to have to be a rod on her game.
All right. We have a thing called a $100 challenge, mate, on the program. And it's where jockeys and trainers or any guests, I say, righto, what's your best? What is your best for tomorrow? What do you suggest all the punters in self-isolation to have 100 on tomorrow to cheer home?
Well, could I split it into 20s and have 20 on each?
Well, you were pretty good on... You gave Castlevecchio... Out of all the horses I just spoke to you about, the one that you got up and about for was Castlevecchio.
Yeah, he would be the one. He'd be the one for sure.
But also the filly. You had some. You sort of got up and about the filly too. Do you want to have 50 on both, the filly and also Castlevecchio?
Yeah, I think they're two, and I wouldn't drop off many of those others that I just spoke about, to be fair. But those are probably two at this stage that stand out on paper.
Outstanding, mate. Well, I really appreciate your time this morning on Racing HQ. I know it's a busy time. You've got the trials at Warwick Farm as well. So we'll let you get back to it, mate, and good luck tomorrow. Hopefully you count plenty of cash on Saturday night.
Thanks, Dave. Cheers, mate.
There he is, J-Mac on Racing HQ. I tell you what a book of rides he's got. A good push for Colette, as he mentioned, in the Tab Adrian Knox Stakes, and also Castlevecchio, which gave him a fantastic feel on Tuesday morning at Trackwork.